This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Dirk Hernandez is set to take over for the rest of the hour, the Noah Schroyer, 3 p.m. today. And I'll be popping in with him in the second and third hour. The big Putin interview drops at 5 p.m. Central, so we'll do pre- and post-analysis. We'll stream it all out at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones. But I want to say something to everybody right now. I want to be 100% clear. We have millions of people that are active. We have billions around the world that are awake. But we've got thousands of men and women that are actually going out and exposing the Open Borders and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order. And before, it was just hundreds. And so when I see all these great reporters, because James O'Keefe's been doing it for, you know, 15 years, he's awesome. I've been doing it 30 years. When I see the Drew Hernandez is showing up a few years ago kicking ass, or the Anthony Rubens, or so many others, and all these whistleblowers, that is very buoying. That's explosive to my soul, because that's where the victory is. And we've gone from hundreds to thousands in the field, and those thousands of activists are literally reaching hundreds of millions of people now. Imagine the next wave, and you're that next wave. Just share a link. Just support the broadcast. And I'm going to say it again. If I had more funding, I could do so much more. We could do 10 times what we're doing. So please make the personal decision. This isn't Netflix. This isn't entertainment. This isn't fantasy land, folks. This is the real world. I've made a lot of sacrifices, and I love them, by the way, to bring you this information. I've gone through hell, so has my family. But because I knew it was the right thing to do, I did it. I'm not a victim, and I'm not a hero. I'm somebody doing what God told me to do. But you know what? I'm talking to the 99% of you that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com and never gotten a book or a film or a water filtration system. It's all the highest rated at great prices or great supplements. Never got a T-shirt. You want history just to pass you by? We could absolutely do so much more if you would just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, these are amazing products. So I'm not going to even talk about all the incredible game-changing supplements and all the incredible products that are there. I'm just going to ask you. And I'm not talking to the people that have supported us. And I guess it was 1% start of the Revolutionary War and 3% that won. I guess that's how it always works. But we're deep into the war. We're starting to win like 3 or 4 or 5 years into the Revolutionary War after 1776. We're at like 1780 right now. We're starting to turn the tide. It's time for the other 2% to join us and be winter patriots. Because, yeah, you'll get attacked, whatever. Go out, speak out. Pray for revival. Get engaged. Go be a reporter yourself. Go to the border. It'll be all around you. Just upload it randomly. Send it to us. It'll have a huge effect. But please, please, financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there and get Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. Get Next Level Foundational Energy that cleans out your mitochondria and does so much. I mean, it's incredible. Please get the other great products that are there. Like Nitric Boost, now 40% off. You've got an even better supplier, a lower price, that cleans out your blood and your arteries and your veins, your cardiovascular and vasodilates. You need that now more than ever with the stuff going on in the environment. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you can also get my Team Humanity shirt, inspired by my interview with Elon Musk. You can get my designed 1776 Gadsden flag shirt, original design. We need the funds. These are great products. Take action now. My future, your future is in your hands and in my hands. I think I've done my part. I'm just asking those of you on the fence, why aren't you going to InfoWarsStore.com? All right, Drew Hernandez is set to take over. That's your decision to make. Drew Hernandez, I'm not bitching at you. If you think we're not the ones to support, you want us to sit here and twist the wind, I'm not bitching. Hey, I'm all about God. I've seen God do amazing things, and if God wants to keep me always right next to the fire, right next to oblivion, and always pulls me back right at the last minute just to show me, I already know God's real. I already, but this is my Jobian test. I love it. They line me up tomorrow and shoot me. I'm ready for it. But I am saying God works through you, and if you don't listen to the Holy Spirit telling you to support us, well, that's up to you and your relationship with God. But we need your support.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
You are now watching the most banned transmission on the face of the planet, arguably in the universe. Welcome to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. We have a report exclusively that's been released on banned.video. We traveled. Obviously, people have been seeing the viral footage of a confrontation I had with a man that did not identify his citizenship in Jacumba, California, where the illegals are still flooding into the United States of America. We found a couple locations, actually three, while we were down there. But we found the holes, actually where the walls end, on the west side of where the wall is built and the east side of where the wall is built, particularly here in this sector in San Diego County in Jacumba, California. I was accompanied by my good friend and on-the-ground independent reporter, Juan Moore News. That's Juan Mendoza. You guys can find him on X. But before we bring Juan onto the show, let's show you guys this report. There's Juan right there. Everybody say hi to Juan. Make sure to go follow Juan at Juan Moore News. Good to see you, Juan.
Likewise, Drew.
Hey, give people a little bit of context before we play this clip, this specific location. We're going to air the clip of me demonstrating how easy it really is just to get into the United States, cross back and forth. Actually, no, let's play the clip first, guys, and then we'll get into some details on this very specific area. Let's air that right now.
I'm going to go down here into Mexico. I'm not going to go too far, but so here's the trail. Of course, as always, it's dirty and disgusting. Because these people just love being tidy, right? And they have the best hygiene ever. So there seems to be a trail going down into Mexico. We've seen this in Yuma. We've seen this in Texas, where the cartels, they have their trails in Mexico. And whichever side they decide to send them over, that's where you'll start to see waves.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Drew Hernandez here reporting for InfoWars.com, banned.video. We are here in Jacumba, California, down here at the southern border. Now, don't be deceived. Miles that way, it appears that the border is secure. Miles of border wall. They got razor wire all on the top. But however, and that's all down to the east, but when you go to the west, you go further west, this is literally the border where San Diego is just that way north. But right here, you go further west, this is where the border wall ends. And so don't be deceived, America. They want you to believe that this is totally fortified. It's totally secured. No illegals are getting in. Oh, and by the way, they try to act like they know who they are and they're being vetted, but there's no vetting going on, right? Chinese nationalists, Islamic whoever, whatever is coming in, and this is an area where that's predominantly been happening with military-aged men, and here is the new hotspot that they're doing it at. So Juan, take a look. Let's go up here. Go up here and then look down. And this is what's separating
you, America. This tiny little hole right here, this is where the border wall ends in Jucuma, California. So right there you're looking into Mexico. The only thing stopping these unvetted people, we have no idea who they are, from coming into your country, especially as a Californian, especially if you are in San Diego, right here north, just north, right here. This is your border wall right here. This is where it ends, and there's nothing stopping them. Earlier during the day, we showed you guys just how easy it is to walk into the United States here on the California southern border on the west side, right? So now we found the end of the border wall on the east side, and it's the exact same. However, the Mexican military is on the edge of the west side, but here on the east side, it is totally desolate. There's nobody here. And so right now we're obviously in America, but this is the end of the border wall, and there's some wire right here on the side, but of course they've trampled it entirely, and all they got to do is climb this rock, and I'm in Mexico, and that's pretty much it. That's all that's stopping, especially in this area, and we've already seen tonight Chinese nationals, people from all over the world, Afghanistan, the Middle East, obviously Latin America, totally unidentified, and all the Border Patrol you talk to, they have no idea who is who. But again, this is how easy it is to go in and out of Mexico for the illegals. So here I am in Mexico. So when Biden or the administration tries to tell you that this is totally secure, to me, this doesn't look secure at all. There's nobody out here. There's no Mexican military out here. It's totally disgusting back here, by the way. I'm going to go down here into Mexico. I'm not going to go too far, but... So here's the trail. Of course, as always, it's dirty and disgusting. Because these people just love being tidy, right? And they have the best hygiene ever. So there seems to be a trail going down into Mexico. We've seen this in Yuma. We've seen this in Texas, where the cartels, they have their trails in Mexico. And whichever side they decide to send them over, that's where you'll start to see waves. But here we are in Mexico. It's totally easy. And just for Americans at home to see how easy it is, take a look at this shot. There it is. Boom. So you want to get into America freely? That's how easy it is. Not that hard.
And you got to pay for it. And you got to pay for it. Joining me now is independent reporter Juan Mendoza. You guys can find him on X. His handle is at Juan More News. Juan, thank you for joining me today. And thank you for accompanying me on this pretty interesting trip where we started in Eagle Pass. But we talked to Border Patrol agents and they basically told us point blank, reroute to Jucuma, California, because that's where they are coming in. And not just, you know, women and children, but predominantly military aged males. But let's talk about this specific location in the report that we just played. Juan, your experience down there. Just give us a quick breakdown from your vantage point. Obviously, we were together, but this location where we were on the east side, where it's totally open, right where I walked in and came back in from Mexico into the United States right there. Give us kind of like your perspective of just how far that is away from where the encampment is in the United States and how it's an active cartel zone.
Yeah, so that spot we saw in Jucuma where there was essentially like a little gap in the wall where people could cross. It's about a 3-4 mile walk all the way down to the highway where the camp is. So it's a massive chunk of area that's not guarded. There's cartels on the Mexican side that are dropping people off to have them walk those trails. And it's a national security threat because you don't know all these people are coming down through that side and then all these criminal groups are just waiting on the Mexican side and also on the U.S. side because in those areas, remember, Drew, we also saw not just the areas where people are crossing but also drug smugglers that were waiting to pick up drugs. So in those areas, well, we saw here in California that there was not much Border Patrol presence. So those areas are very open. They're not well guarded. And people just can easily come in through that. We don't know who they are. We don't know they're terrorists. We know that the area there in Jucuma has seen a lot of military-aged Chinese males, and there have been reports of agents of the CCP that have been disguising themselves to pretend to be migrants to infiltrate the United States that way.
Absolutely. And we did post some of the footage. Some of these Chinese nationalists look like they belong in a Bruce Lee movie. I'm not even exaggerating. Remember the guy we saw? For some reason, this dude took his shirt off. He took his jacket off. And these dudes are yoked. I could find the screenshot and post it on X later. But we're not talking about, you know, what they're claiming, these asylum seekers, these desperate people that need a meal, that need food, that need to be saved, that need some kind of obvious asylum. They need some kind of relief here in the United States of America. No, we are dealing with, you know, I think we maybe even need to change the terminology. Yes, military-aged male is definitely appropriate, even when you talk to Border Patrol agents. Oh, and by the way, remember, Juan, they told us point blank. Border Patrol agents told us point blank. We had a meeting. They said, stop using the word migrant. Remember that? What did he say?
Yeah.
Remember when we had that conversation? What did he tell us, Juan? Just for all the viewers out there and even the reporters out there. He said, tell him what he said, Juan.
Well, the agent we talked to, he told us, we want the media to stop calling them migrants. They are illegal immigrants. They're legal aliens. They're not crossing it here to try to seek a better life. They're breaking international law to try to get to this country. And that's not what a migrant is. And they're tired of just hearing the media just play that word, migrant, migrant, migrant. They're making it, they feel that using that word is just making it seem like all these people are just trying to immigrate.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
SoCal and the encampments. One of the encampments are literally off of the old town, old Highway 80 in San Diego County in Jacumba. And give us a breakdown, Juan, on that experience where we had that confrontation. They appeared to be NGOs. They were self-proclaimed Christians. And I don't know if this guy was some kind of dual citizen, the chubby, feisty little Mexican guy that was telling me that we're in a Mexican territory on American soil. What was your take on that encampment? Because that's just one of three that we know about and that we reported on.
Well, that encampment, we start seeing that all these people were waiting to be picked up. You see all these NGOs that come by and start bringing food to these people. Now, the vibe I got from the guy that you confronted, I'm most assuming that he was probably a dual citizen, similar to the caravan leader down in Tapachula, Lionel Mujica, that was pretty much doing a very similar thing, trying to lead these illegal immigrants up through Mexico to the United States, pretty much incentivizing the illegal immigration. And these NGOs and these activists, we don't just see them in California. We see them all across the Sun Belt. We see them here in South Texas as well. So a lot of them, they may have more left-wing, more open border ideology, but they are engaging in illegal activity and assisting these people that illegally entered the United States.
And that's why it's criminal, and that's why I, you know, confronted this individual, because these are criminal acts, aiding and abetting in the United States of America. And the guy could be a dual citizen. I don't know. All I know is that I checked him and asked him for his papers after I showed him my U.S. ID in my own home state, and he would not show his. So I think that tells you everything you need to know there. Let's shift gears to the footage that's on the screen right now. So this is another location that was really hard to find. The footage you guys see, this is the military-aged male encampment that we found, and other reporters, I believe, were there as well. But obviously InfoWars is there, bringing a huge light to the situation. This was predominantly males, and there were Chinese nationalists. There were people from Colombia. There were people from Cuba. There were people from all over Latin America, unidentified, but the majority were males. And there was some stuff going on behind the scenes, and that's what I wanted to talk about with you, Juan, is because when we showed up, it was just you and me, no security. Border Patrol, it's usually wise to report on a location like this when the Border Patrol is, you know, they're circulating these people, they're transporting these people, they're putting them on buses, because usually the illegals don't want to, you know, cause some kind of a disturbance that will cause them to lose their Uber from the Border Patrol. So typically they'll leave you alone, but when you're alone with no security and the Border Patrol's not there, that's the situation here where Juan and I were. And this was like, what, like 1:30 in the morning, 32 degrees in SoCal. It was cold. And so kind of give some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, Juan, that was happening here, and then we'll get into the encampment itself with some of the Chinese nationalists while we were setting up our equipment, and some of the individuals that you saw that were masked that kept looking at us. We had to keep looking at their hands. There was a car in the corner right there behind me that you guys see on the screen, where some of these military-aged males, every time we would walk in that area, they did not want us going back there. So explain that, Juan. What was the experience? What was the vibe?
I think as soon as we arrived, we could feel the eeriness in the air because, like you said, this area was, there was no Border Patrol, there were no federal authorities here. It was hard to get to. So Border Patrol units were also struggling to get through that area to pick up these people that crossed illegally. And just as we got there, we could tell that there was a lot of these people that had shady looks in them. Remember that one guy that was, while you were getting your equipment, he was trying to approach you. And I had to get behind you and in front of him to stop, make him stop, to make him realize, no, I see what you're trying to do. So the whole time we had to be pretty much taking, watching each other's back. And then, like you said, it was also shady seeing that other vehicle that was on the ground that was not part of Border Patrol nor any other reporters that were there or any NGOs or something like that. And the whole time, you have to be very careful because, yes, a lot of these people don't want to start any incidents while they're waiting to get picked up, but you never know. A lot of the, it can be even scarier to be with the, interacting with the migrants or the illegals than with the cartel units, because the cartel units, they don't want anything that could cause an incident where they hurt a reporter and that makes massive headlines. But these illegals that cross, they don't care about that. So you have to be constantly watching your back, especially with all these people that come from these Chinese males that we know that there's many of them that may be CCP agents pretending to be trying to find asylum in the United States when that may not be the case.
And another thing I wanted to point out, as Juan mentions this in regards to these, you know, these Chinese that are coming, they did not want their faces to be shown. The majority of them were covering their faces. Yes, it was cold, but at the same time, they were intentional about covering their faces every time we brought the camera or the light around. And it wasn't because it was too bright. No, it was pretty clear that these individuals, there was like a handful of women, and I want people to understand the situation. And yes, I want to encourage, you know, indie reporters. Obviously, we want to see mainstream media get down there and report on this accurately. But you got to be careful down there. You really do, especially if you're encountering some of the cartels that are running drugs, fentanyl. Those are the guys that get really violent. Those are the guys that have double time security and surveillance. That's why they got drones in the sky. One thing I will say is what you have to look out for with the cartels, and you know this, Juan, is you don't want to get misidentified because their main concern, they know that the feds in the U.S., they got them neutered and by the balls. They got the Border Patrol neutered and by the balls. They don't have to worry about law enforcement on the U.S. side. They have this, especially in Jacumba, it is definitely locked down cartel territory. You could tell.
Yes.
What you don't want to get misidentified as is a rival cartel gang member. And a lot of people getting slaughtered in Mexico on the Mexican side, that's why they're getting killed. Because a lot of these desperate cartel members, they're trying to make a buck. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to make some money. And there's bounties on certain heads of rival cartel members. They're given orders. You see a rival cartel member, you take them out immediately because this is our territory. It's our money-making ability and machine. You see the other side. You take them out. They disappear. They're gone. What's happening is you get misidentified. And that's happening a lot. And that's a horror situation. So if you're down there as a reporter, make sure that you are identifying yourself as press. Make sure you are identifying yourself with a press badge. You got press on your vest, and you're making yourself very clear that you are a member of the media. Yeah, the cartel is definitely unpredictable, but the last thing you want are these guys misidentifying you as some kind of rival cartel gang. And that's how people disappear. I'll tell you that right there. And we saw a little bit of that. We saw a little bit of that as we were on the east side of the border gap in the wall right there where it ends, where we just showed you guys. And that's why we believe that was a cartel runner. There was a truck on the U.S. side surveilling the area going back and forth. It was not Border Patrol. And there were other reporters out there that they were yelling at. I think it was Anthony Aguero. He was reporting live on his live stream. They were yelling at him to stop, and he just booked it out of there. And so we were all working together to make sure that we weren't having a confrontation with the cartel. But this is what's happening on American soil, ladies and gentlemen, on America. I'm not talking about Mexico. I'm talking about America. This is your own backyard, especially if you live in SoCal. We have a lot more when we come back from the break. Do not go anywhere, guys. All right, share the transmission now. We'll be right back.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab, and you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about, there's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
¿Tiene los derechos para votar?
Estamos ilegal, por lo menos tenemos acceso a votar.
¿Para quién se va a votar?
Don Biden, que nos está ayudando a nosotros, pues sí, aquí.
Yo creo que la mayoría Biden.
Biden.
Biden. Él es el que nos está ayudando por Biden.
Biden.
Por supuesto que por Biden.
Le gusta apoyar a los migrantes. Uh-huh. Sí, es muy buena persona. No, Trump es otra cosa. Ese es otra cosa y este es otra cosa.
I think it's pretty clear. I think it's pretty clear what their intent is. And just like the interaction we have with that feisty Mexican man in Jacumba, California, says, F America, this is a Mexican territory. And I think it's pretty clear where you see their intent with whom they're going to support when they're already occupying the United States of America. And then you connect all the dots and you connect all the pieces of the puzzle. And now it makes sense as to why they want these people to be, quote unquote, legalized in order to be able to vote in U.S. elections, because this is the replacement migration operation where you will see these people become a part of the electorate. Now, I don't believe that they want legitimate elections moving forward, but I'll tell you this. They want a population of desperate third world people that can't even speak English that are giving the appearance of a democracy, an appearance of a constitutional republic. And these people will never question elections like you and I do. These people will never question if the election that they just had is actually legitimate. They will never question any kind of illegitimacy or inconsistency in their so-called elections. They will just be given the appearance that their voice actually kind of matters. And then at some point, they'll probably just do away with elections entirely. But the key is that in the New World Order and why they're importing the third world here into the United States, these are desperate people that are illiterate, that can't even comprehend the Constitution in English in the United States of America to even put up a grievance at all when that day comes. And that is exactly what they want. And that's why they are all going for Biden. And doesn't it just abundantly make it clear, crystal clear, just exactly who they're coming for? I think right there, the illegals telling you that they're all going to support Joe Biden. That makes sense, because on the debate stage in 2019, what did Joe Biden communicate to the entire third world? We need to immediately surge the border. And that's exactly what they did when they installed him in 2021, because he is the puppet that is facilitating the New World Order's agenda of replacement migration. And that's just a couple people that were interviewed, a handful, but that's the majority of where these people's hearts are truly at when it comes to support of America. So continuing with Juan, what is your reaction? Because I know you've talked to a lot of these people, especially in Spanish, and talking to these illegals, mostly men, on the ground in Eagle Pass, in Texas, in Arizona, now California as well. When you have conversations with these people, do they seem totally lost? Do they seem totally desperate, like they're actually asylum seekers? And have you had conversations with these people as to what they plan on doing when they get here and who they plan on supporting in American politics when they get here?
A huge amount of these people that I've talked to, they're here because they want to get the benefits that they're being given under the Biden administration by crossing illegally. I'm not going to say all of them are that way. I have met some that I think are legitimate people legitimately seeking asylum, but the vast majority, they're here to exploit the system right now, and they're committing immigration fraud. And you can tell that, especially once you go to the Mexican side and you see how they get rid of all their IDs, that if they get caught with that in the U.S., they do not qualify for any asylum, because current immigration law right now states that you need to have tried to seek asylum in other countries before reaching the U.S. So if they get seen with those papers, they're going to get sent back. But they're being told by all these NGOs, all these UN-backed NGOs, what to say, what to do, so that they can game the system and commit immigration fraud so that they can stay here and get benefits in the United States.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. A lot of these people have the education of and the reading level of probably a first grader in these third world countries. And that's not to, you know, be disrespectful. That's just the reality. So you got to understand these operations. These people are not coordinating this themselves. They don't have the intellectual ability, okay, to navigate through the Darien Gap, to navigate through the legal process and what to say, what not to say, dump your papers and your passports. Okay, so there's no proof that you were occupying another country where you could have claimed asylum there first. No, come here directly so it makes it look like you're a desperate individual that deserves asylum into the United States of America. And people need to understand that is part of the strategic plan and agenda that's happening, because these people can't do it themselves. And that's why they're being directed. And that is just proof positive that this is 100% a strategic plan. It's all UN backed. And we see these NGOs that are all coming together through the nonprofits, 501c3, C4s, all in unison to make this illegal human trafficking operation come to fruition. Juan, what are some of the experiences that you've had in Texas in the past few months in regards to what you've been seeing with children? Because this is huge. And I think Americans are waking up to the reality of how children are being used not only once, not only twice, but multiple times recycled. This is what the cartels do. They only view people as commodities. What has your experience been in Texas watching children be used like this in this human trafficking operation?
So one of the main things that I've seen that has really upset me is how seeing all these groups of illegal immigrants that they try to use kids and put them in such dangerous situations, especially in Eagle Pass. as they try to cross that the Rio Grande, which is a very dangerous river to cross. And I experienced it last time I crossed into Piedras Negras to see what they were doing there. And that river is no joke. The current there, it is brutal. I can see how it easily kills so many people in that river. And unfortunately, CBP units and DPS units are always picking up people that drown, including many kids, because they cross them through that river despite knowing the danger of trying to do that. And they don't care. All they care about is getting a lot of their free benefits as they get into the United States illegally. And they put these kids in danger. Not just that, with the kids. Another thing also realized is just all the abandoned animals that they leave behind. One of the last times I went, we saw how they left multiple dogs there that were just abandoned there just to die. And we ended up rescuing one of those dogs one of the previous times I was there. So just all the lives that these people put in risk and the cartels that move these people this way, and just they don't see these people as
at all. Yeah, they don't view them as humans. Industry. They view them as a paycheck. They're a commodity. They're cattle. Last question, Juan. I wanted to hit on this. Remember we talked to the Border Patrol agent in Eagle Pass, and break this down. We got 2 minutes. Break this down in a minute and a half. Remember that specific location, the Rio Grande right there, Eagle Pass, Shelby Park, and all of a sudden it gets locked down because Abbott is now finally locking it down in an election year. It seems pretty sealed in this specific location. But also, there was a specific dam that was let out that raised the water level in the Rio Grande. Break that down in about a minute, because that was interesting, and the Border Patrol agent really wanted us to emphasize that, how that was just like, yeah, that could have been done as well a long time ago, because that's thwarting the crossers.
Yeah, so there was a private location there that had that dam that the city of Eagle Pass spoke with the owner there, so that they could release the dam to bring up the water and the river to make it more inaccessible for people trying to cross illegally. So, and they've had that option for the past 3 years, and they chose to do nothing about it. And you can see not just with all these people in the state of Texas, but also the federal government. Now, they didn't do anything about the border until 2024, until they start to go and have meetings with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to try to do something about the border crisis that is affecting both Mexico and the U.S. Like you saw when we were there, we started to see the Mexican army that was stationed there in one of the areas in Jacumba as part of these
on the Mexican
meetings
side.
That they had. And they waited 3 years just because it's an election year. So they knew what they were doing. There's been leaked phone calls with all these heads of DHS that they knew that the border was out of control, and they chose to do nothing about
it. It's a problem that they have caused, and now they're trying to prop themselves up as the saviors to fix the problem. That's why they're trying to jiu-jitsu and say, well, we're going to give you this border bill. You either accept it or not. Democrats are saying, oh, you guys don't want to accept it because it's more funding to Ukraine and Israel and every other country. Well, you guys don't want us to lock down the border. That's how it goes. Guys, make sure to go follow Juan Mendoza on X at Juan More News. Juan, thank you for joining me today on the Alex Jones Show and on the ground. Guys, we'll be right back with a lot more.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
stock. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Of American sovereignty and this replacement migration agenda as an American citizen. I don't know how many examples we have to show you, but I'll show you another one right now. We got a Democrat Senator Chris Murphy making himself very clear, so saying the quiet part out loud to how extensive this replacement migration agenda really is and what America Last truly looks like. Take a look at this.
The negotiation didn't have a path to citizenship. It was entirely on their terms in order to get Ukraine funding, right?
Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So right. You are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
Undocumented. The people we care about most, that has been the strategy for the past 30 years. You know, I've been saying this for the past few months, these levels of deception and just this total arrogance where you're going to see these people just come out in the open and tell you. You don't even have to listen to Alex Jones or InfoWars anymore. I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying just listen to CNN, listen to MSNBC, listen to these Democrats talking, listen to these Rhino Republicans talking. Listen to the World Economic Forum panels and discussions. Listen to the World Government Summit panels and discussions. Listen to Bill Gates talking. Listen to these globalists. Listen to these people, what they are saying themselves. Okay, you don't have to spin it. You don't have to take it out of context. They make their intentions and their plans very clear that this replacement migration operation has been the play and the strategy for the past 30 years. According to him, we know that it's been way longer than that. but they love to just tell their plans out in the open. They love it. It's the spirit of pride and the arrogance of pride wants to be known, wants to be seen. They can't hide in the shadows forever. Their sinful pride will not allow them to. They want the credit. They want the worship. They want the glory. They want to be identified for their criminal activity and that they're getting away with it. Out in front of your face, out in broad daylight, in your face entirely. And I think he makes it very clear that the people they care about the most are the undocumented, are the illegals. Is that the American people? Is that just gaslighting? I don't think so. I don't think that's just gaslighting. Is that hypocrisy? Absolutely. But is it intentional? Is it by design? Is it even meant to piss you off and gaslight you? I don't think so. I think it's just a total F you. That's what it is. It's an F you. This is our territory. This is our agenda. We're taking over this entire country with a replacement migration agenda. You will be replaced. We will drown you because you're going to pay for these people being here. It's going to be your taxpayer money, the hard-earned dollars that you are breaking your back to earn for you and your family. We're going to take that away from your family. We're going to take that away from your income. We're going to take that away from your bank account, your checking and your savings, and we're going to give it to the illegals. We're going to give it to the military-aged males. We're going to take your kids out of their elementary schools. We're going to take them all out of their elementary school facilities, and all the illegals are going to come in and replace them. No, we can't have any better funding or better operations or programs for our vets and American heroes that have given their lives for this country for us to experience this freedom. No, they don't mean anything. We have to replace them with the illegals and all of the government programs that go directly. Actually, by the way, I think it was the crew may be able to find this. I think it was InfoWars that did report on this. It was in the state of Maine. I think a Democrat mayor from Somalia made it very clear that the priority are illegals over our own veterans in the United States of America. She made that very clear. And you know what her response was? You know what her justification and her reasoning was? Oh, because they don't speak English. And because the illegals don't speak English, it's going to be hard for them to communicate that they were an electrician. They had this vocational job and profession in their country before they came into America. So they can't communicate that to an employer in the United States of America. So that's why they get put above our veterans in the United States of America. That's why the illegals are priority over the veterans in the United States of America. Why? Because the illegals can't speak English. You guys see where this is going and where this has been going and where this will continue to go for the next few years? Unless we really do get Trump in or some president that is really going to drop the hammer, mass deportation operation across the United States of America, while at the same time simultaneously shutting down the entire border of the United States of America. We need no immigration. None right now. None. Shut it down entirely. Shut it down entirely. It is a broken system that has been hijacked by the globalist regime that has been used. You want to know what the American immigration system has become? Let me tell you what it's become. You want to know what they've done? They've effectively turned the American immigration system into the most sophisticated, well-funded, UN-backed human trafficking operation that the United States has ever seen and probably ever will see into the future. This is wide scale and it's been legitimized and they're attempting. That's why they're trying to push this so hard. That's why this so-called border bill, you guys want me to give you my honest opinion on what the border bill really was? Democrats knew it would never get accepted. Democrats knew Republicans would reject it aggressively. Democrats knew that Trump would aggressively reject it. And they knew that. But that's the psyop. That's the propaganda piece that they will push. And you've been seeing it immediately. Republicans reject it and they signal this is going to be DOA on arrival in Congress. Well, yeah, obviously, because there's tens of billions of dollars going to Israel, Ukraine and Taiwan and every other nation. And they effectively want some kind of a cap of how many migrants can come into the United States on a daily basis, on a yearly basis. It's legalizing human trafficking. It's a piece of legislature. Not only are they holding American sovereignty hostage unless we pay billions of dollars to other countries, but they also want to legitimize and legalize this human trafficking operation by cutting a deal with Republicans. Well, allow this many migrants into the country annually or daily by the thousands, and that'll be capped out. You want to know what that is? That's an attempt, which they already are, but they want it on the books officially, the legalization of human trafficking operations. That's what that border bill truly was. And they knew that Republicans would reject it because it's easy to see just exactly what that is. And then they've been handed over the narrative on a silver platter. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have rejected it, but I want people to understand just how sophisticated these propaganda psychological operations that the Democrats are running. And these rhino Republicans, they all play a part. It's like a play. It's like a scene. It's like a movie. It's like a script. They all play a part. Okay? These rhino Republicans, their part to play is to cuck out, bend over, and let these Democrats do whatever the hell they want. That's the Uniparty. So when you see this, don't get gaslit. All right? These people know you're going to get gaslit. They know they're hypocrites. They don't give a damn. They're out in the open and they hate you. They're out in the open and they hate you. These are evil operations that are unfolding with the human trafficking of women and children on a daily basis, like all the great reporters on the ground that are uncovering, from James O'Keefe to InfoWars and all the indie reporters that are daily on the ground exposing the border invasion and collapse of American sovereignty. All of this in unison is happening. You want to know how? Because the American taxpayer is funding it. At the end of the day, a lot of money is going into this operation. We're talking billions, probably trillions of dollars at this point. And it's probably the greatest human trafficking operation of our time in the United States of America. Well, especially here in the 21st century. And I don't use the word greatest as a positive, and I think it's impressive. No, I think it's demonic. It's satanic. It's antichrist. It's evil. But it's out in the open. It's huge and it's successful and it's being funded by the American taxpayer. And, you know, listen, and I know Alex does this a lot, and I think it's important is to make sure that you're communicating. Yes, we know the info warriors know this. Yes, we know that all of the base Americans that are red-pilled beyond, that are totally pulled out of the matrix, understand these fundamental, obvious truths. But there's still millions of people out there that have no idea that there are human trafficking operations of children and women and little boys and men going on a daily basis on American soil that the taxpayer is paying for every single day. That's the gravity of the situation. And when people get red-pilled and they discover that's what they're funding, that's where my money is going, not only am I paying for these people to be here, not only am I paying, I'm literally paying for my replacement. I'm literally paying on a daily basis my taxpayer money for my replacement for these people to occupy American territory. Doesn't matter where you look. That's the reality of the situation. But at the same time, you are paying and you are funding a human trafficking operation on a daily basis. This is how criminal and rogue this federal government really is, because it's been hijacked by globalists that are all abiding and obedience to the spirit of the Antichrist and Lucifer himself. My name is Drew Hernandez. Thank you guys for tuning in. The War Room is up next. You guys can follow me on X at Drew H Live. Also, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll see you guys on the next one. War Room is coming up next.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.